Good afternoon, welcome, bonjour.
Come sta?
Another episode of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. It's me and Max doing our thing on the daily, sharing, caring, talking a lot. Max more than me. But it's what we do. We love it. We love sharing. We hope you get some value. We'll get enough of that. Max, talk.
Okay, my brother, as I stand here, it is 7-something in the morning. I am looking out my window. You might be able to see it. The sun is just coming up over the mountain. And it got me thinking deep yesterday and today after Graham's talk, and before that I was meditating. It was not too long ago, brother, that I would not be getting home till now. Okay. And you know what I'm saying? I would be drinking, you know, you'd be wasting your time chasing the ladies. We've somewhat talked on this before. And even when I bring up my music, I remember being in writing sessions, and you'd have, you know, the person who was on the hook, and you'd have these groups of people always together. And what I'm trying to get at is this: as I've become more self-aware and more in tune with myself, how I find inspiration in silence. And waking up now, right? And I saw you did a post this morning at 5 a.m. Waking up when the world's not even up, I am able to, like this morning, I was sitting in the sauna and I jotted down 3 poems, 4 starts to a song, 4 different songs, sorry. And I just find that compared to then to now, and I don't want to talk about missing out, but how much better it is to be in tune with yourself and have some time to yourself. Any thoughts on that, John? Any examples of how that's changed for you?
Okay, so we are... Sorry, here we go. We're talking about before and after, something that we used to do and how life has changed, stuff that we do now, and the difference between the two of them. Okay, I'm going to talk about how I now use my brain.
Exactly.
Talking about the metaphysical, about how things work in here. So previously, things were how they were. You try something new, and quite often you bail, you give up because you're not progressing quickly enough. You're not getting it. You're finding it hard. But what I've since learned is when you are finding things difficult, that is when our brains start working. We start making these little neuro connections and learning goes 10x, getting better. And the analogy that I can draw is when we go to the gymnasium, you're not going to walk out like Arnold Schwarzenegger after 2 days. Although we like to think we are. It takes work. It takes 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks progression before you get fitter or stronger or leaner, whatever it might be. And to believe that when we start to, for example, daily affirmations, that will create an overnight instant hit. It's just fucking mind boggling. It requires daily repetition. So now being able to think about this metaphysical workout as I would any other workout, that has enabled me to progress and to day by day get more stronger in my ability to have patience for the improvement. I think I made a point. I think I brought that all together at the end.
You did. No, you did. And just tied in by, again, like what I'm saying, like before, for me, getting home, hungover, the sun coming up, I'm just going to bed. Now I don't wake up till 2-3 in the afternoon. I've missed the whole day. The mindset, the fatigue, the body. Before and after, to me, it's not even a comparison. If I didn't have, like you said, this new whole thought process, this new using of the mind to where I'm at now, oh man, I don't think I ever want to go back. That's why I haven't had a drink in over 10 years. I don't do that anymore, man. You know what I mean? Because this feels so good. You know what I mean?
You could offer me several million pounds to go back to my old way of life, and I would say, no, thank you. I
Amen.
appreciate the offer, but no, thank you. It would make life more comfortable in many, many ways, but the compromises I would have to make to how good I feel today, each and every day when I wake up and I'm awake and I'm sharp, rather than going to the shower and having the coffee and
Oh, man.
artificially stimulating the energy. I'm vibrant all the time. And when I go to bed and I'm tired, it's because it's been a long physical day with lots of activity, lots of stimulation, lots of learning. I won't go back.
Amen.
At
And
least for the
isn't
day,
it?
reading and learning. Sorry, Max.
No, and I was just going to say, isn't it funny that us as a society automatically goes to money as the form of wealth, not knowing before I would agree with you. Now I agree with you 110% that it's health, love,
Wealth,
wealth,
love.
happiness. I have the four in there. Wealth is definitely in there because I want to eat good food and, have a roof over my head. But before it was just based on money. Now health is number one, man. Health and how the hell you feel.
Yeah, and this may bring us into another conversation down the line about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. There are things we need: heat, shelter, food, water. There are
Clothing.
things that we want, and I think we sometimes get them very, very confused. So
I
we'll
agree.
leave it at that. Max, say goodbye to the good people.
People,
Thank
as
you.
always, we thank you. We appreciate you. We know you could be anywhere in the world and you was right here with us first thing in the morning in Canada, midday afternoon in the Isle of Man. We thank you. John, I thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
We're out.
We
Bye.
are out.